Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. It was the Lord's day, and I was worshipping in the Spirit. Suddenly, I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet blast. It said, "Write in a book everything you see, and send it to the seven churches in the cities of Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." For many years after Jesus' earthly ministry, his followers continued to meet on Saturday, and those from a Jewish background maintained their attendance at the temple or their local synagogue. However, by the beginning of the second century, the special day for Christians had become Sunday, the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. John's reference here to the Lord's Day is the only time this expression is used in the Bible, and almost certainly refers to his practice of worshipping on a Sunday. The first manual of Christian worship and instruction was called the Didache, and it observed, "On the Lord's Day we meet and break bread." Ignatius of Antioch described Christians as no longer living for the Sabbath, but for the Lord's Day. The practice of meeting on Sunday began in Asia Minor, which is roughly equivalent to modern Turkey, and that's where John was living. As John worshipped, God spoke to him and directed him very specifically to write to the seven churches nearby. Of course, God can speak to us at any time, but it's not surprising that he often speaks with special clarity on a Sunday when we meet together to worship and listen to him. Specific messages, such as John heard, are not received all the time. Often, we'll hear God speak words of general help and encouragement. But we should always be ready for whatever God wants to say to us, however new and surprising it may be. So let me ask you a question. What has God said to you recently during Sunday worship? And now let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you that you're a God who speaks to us. Help us to listen carefully to what you have to say. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.